The minutes went by, and the hours with them, it seemed. No wrench. Every nook and corner of the giant's inside Stim searched. Nothing was there but what he knew belonged there, and yet somewhere that wrench was lying, ready to wreck the giant machine. Faintly through the pipe, Tim heard the factory whistle. One blast. 5 minutes to 7. He would look 5 minutes more, then he would quit. No one could say that he had not done his duty. Once more he went over the ground. Once more nothing rewarded his search. Again, and fainter still, came the whistle. 2 blasts. 7 o'clock. Quickly, Tim scrambled back up the rough insides of the great blower. He needed no light now, for he knew his way by heart. He boosted himself into the outlet opening, and in that second a cold chill ran through him. Daylight at the other end of the pipe was disappearing. They were closing the valve, and he was caught inside the machine. Tim slumped unconscious in the opening. Tim and the wrench are found. A little group of engineers stood on the shop floor beside the great blower. 2 men were swinging the big wheel which closed the outlet valve. Others were testing and examining the various parts. The foreign agent walked up and down. He didn't seem to want to be kept waiting. The foreman stood on the scaffolding, one hand on the throttle wheel. "All right," the chief engineer sang out, waving his hand. "Let her have it." The foreman's arm tightened on the wheel, then stopped. He turned to the other man on the scaffolding. "Where's Scrogan?" he shouted. Nobody said anything. Someone on the floor bellowed, "Scrogan!" through cupped hands. Men at nearby machines looked around, but the boy did not answer to his name. The chief engineer stepped forward. "Who's Scrogan anyway?" he demanded. "Can't you start without him?" The foreman stared down at him through sweaty glasses.